The temsirolimus was strictly targeted at the poor risk population. With a large phase 3 trial showing a survival benefit for temsirolimus in poor risk patients, that has now become an important part of the paradigm, and many consider temsirolimus as the optimal treatment for patients with poor risk features.
Do you?
I think with the phase 3 data strong in that sense, that temsirolimus should be the number one choice for the poor risk population.
What's been seen in terms of side effects and toxicity? What have you seen yourself?
Temsirolimus is generally well tolerated. The major side effects that have been reported, or the common ones, are asthenia, skin rash, and thrombocytopenia. But in general, it's generally well tolerated outpatient therapy. The difficulty with temsirolimus, however, is that it's administered IV and given weekly, so that patients who are treated with temsirolimus need to be evaluated at their physician's office and receive a weekly infusion of this on an ongoing basis as long as they're responding.
Is there any reason to think that biologically the poor prognosis tumors act differently, respond to therapy differently?
There has been some studies that have suggested that the group of patients that have poor risk renal cancers have some markers that coincide or are associated with responsiveness to an mTOR inhibitor. So there has been a suggestion that there's a biologic rationale for a particular sensitivity for poor risk renal cancer to temsirolimus. But these studies are small. They've been largely hypothesis seeking. So this is really an area that needs to be explored in a larger independent data set.